GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Stand by your radio because this could end in a GHRT lightning round. Okay, not too long ago, our question of the day asked if you thought that Maine's governor, state lawmakers, and members of the judiciary should get a raise. And now the commission has come back with at least a recommendation, George?
Well, yes, the state commission that was meeting recommended increasing the salary of the governor and giving good raises to lawmakers and to judges. They made a unanimous report. It was approved Monday. Five members of a state, they call the State Compensation Commission. Mm-hmm. The report calls for meaningful changes in compensation for the chief executive. Now, you can't do it for a current chief executive.
No.
Judges and lawmakers, they send it to Governor Mills and to the legislature. It goes to the State and Local Government Committee. Now, we know in the past it's been a very difficult battle, even though former governor was very much in favor of changing it.
Governor LePage was in favor of changing the salary for whomever the next governor would be.
Yes, he couldn't change his own by the Constitution.
Now, in this case, and we asked this question before, if this goes through and Janet Mills is reelected to another 4 years, does the pay raise go into effect for her, or is it whomever is next to come in and set up residency at the Blaine House?
I'm assuming, and that's where you get in trouble, I'm assuming it would, but when Governor LePage was talking about it, and he was on this show, we talked about it on this show quite a long time ago, and it does have some political support. He introduced two bills to increase the salary of whoever succeeded him. So I'm not sure that a current governor reelected would get it.
Same thing for lawmakers. I mean, how many terms out before your pay raise kicks in, and how many years of service if you're wearing a robe and carrying a gavel in our state before you get your pay raise?
LePage's last bill, it died for lack of action. At the end of 2018 in the legislative session, he proposed paying the next governor $150,000 a year and then increasing the lawmaker meal and housing allowances. He made the statement, I feel like I'm a priest. But
no. So they want to take the, what's the current salary? Is it 70? I want to say, I don't have the notes in front of me.
The current governor gets 70.
It is 70.
The proposed is 130.
Okay, hang on a second now. Do the math. Okay, 70 up to 130. So that's an extra 60K?
Whatever, it works out. Yes.
Okay, so here's my question.
That's just for the governor.
That's for the governor.
They went further than that.
Okay, and then lawmakers, do we know how their stipend or their salaries going?
Their stipend for the two-year session is now $25,444.
Mm-hmm.
$25,444.
That's a good round number.
Yeah.
And it goes to?
It's proposed to go to $32,000.
$24,444 to $32,000?
Over 2 years. Over the 2 years.
It goes up to $32,000? $24,000 to $32,000?
$25,444 is what they get now.
$25,000 to go to?
$32,000 over for the 2 years.
$25,000 to $32,000.
Yeah, it's not a significant.
No, so,
it's
okay.
Big. But you got multiply.
What about for the average judge? I don't know if it breaks
district
down.
District court and superior court judges now get $133,286.
Nice work if you can get it.
The proposed is to take them to $150,000 for district court and superior court judges.
What was it again?
$133,286.
$133-ish to?
$150.
Okay.
Now, when you get to the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
Current justices earn $142,000.
Okay.
It's proposed to take them to $169,000.
Okay. That's at least Softly works hard. I can understand that.
Well, she's at another level. She gets $164,000.
Oh.
And it's proposed that she go, or the person goes, to $184,000.
To
$184,000. And now, you know, that Maine's Constitution prohibits governors or lawmakers from getting a pay raise during their current term.
So there's the word.
Yeah. So maybe Mills could benefit from it.
Maybe she could get a raise.
Yeah.
Okay, if this goes through. Now, here's my one question, and this is not, I don't think it's buried within the news account that you're looking at or news accounts in your stack of stuff. I just ask this. Do we think this is sustainable? There are I don't know how many judges we have in our state, but if every one of them gets a raise, okay, and then every lawmaker gets a raise.
The commission took a look at the nation. They took a look at every state in the nation, and their report came back that the governor's salary is probably the lowest in the country.
Okay, I got that. I know that, and I'm with you on that.
And
but that doesn't address my question.
And we're generally worse than every state.
Yep, I agree, but that doesn't...
Even the states that are poorer than we are.
But that doesn't address the question. And I'm not shooting an arrow at you as
no,
I
I'm
ask that.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Yeah, but the question is that sustainable? If we put in these pay raises now, are we going to be able to afford it 2 years, 4 years, six, eight, 10, sure. 12 years down the road? What if things turn really south and we're poorer than Mississippi?
Well,
no, it's possible.
$70,000 salary of the governor has not changed since 1987.
Well, I don't disagree. That's low and it needs to change.
And
I just
compensation
hope it's sustainable.
It's below every governor in the nation, including the Virgin Islands. Maine would have to pay the governor, if you were just for inflation, they say you have to go to $160,000.
Bennett Standish writes to us, the average household income in Maine is $50,000 a year, and that's two people working with kids. This person, I'm going to paraphrase, everyone else is working for minimum wage, according to them, so maybe they should too.
Well, it faces an uphill battle. There's no question. Mm-hmm. I think the governor's salary has had more support than the others. Mm-hmm. And if you're making $12 an hour, $14 an hour, and somebody says, we're going to pay a chief justice $184,000 on a salary, you just say, I don't want that.
Oh, this person
but
writes,
the reality is, you have to go become a lawyer and become a judge, I guess.
Text message. Of course it's sustainable. The taxes are just going to go up. That's their. Do you got a piece of paper over there, Professor?
Sure.
And a pen?
I always have that.
Because the way for us to settle this is a GHRT lightning round.
You want a prediction?
No.
Do you want my George
nope.
Hale famous prediction?
I don't need your George Hale famous. I respect your prediction. I don't think I need your prediction. But let's tell everyone, if you've never experienced a GHRT lightning round, in a moment we're going to play the 1970s hit Chai Coltrane's Thunder and Lightning. It's a wonderful track. We love it. And we're going to start answering the telephone at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. You can also start sending your text messages to us right now into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. And the question will be, pay raise, yay or nay?
Oh,
and you can either say yes, affirmative. There's no need to start swearing, even though we know that's inevitable. 1-800-966-1039.
Oh,
you know someone's going to write. Or write to us.
Oh, yeah, write that.
They
don't have the...
Cojones to... I'm sure they do. All right, 1-800-966-1039. Lightning round. Pay raise for the governor, lawmakers, and the judiciary. Yay or nay? Okay, here come the text message into us. This person says, nay. No. No with 8 exclamation points. Another no comes to us via text message. Okay, this is funny because I can see right now that the phone lines are jammed and they're not working. Hang on a second. Let me clear something. All right, here we go. Caller, hi, GHRT. Pay raise, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. 1-800-966-1039. Sounded a bit like a...
It's a horse.
A horse. this person writes to us, nope. This person writes, no. 1-800-966-1039. The question is, should the governor, lawmakers, and judiciary in our state get a raise? Here is a yay, George.
Got a yay.
Okay, this person writes no. This person says negative. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Pay raise for the governor, lawmakers, and judiciary. What do you say, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. 1-800-966-1039. This person says nay. This person says nay. They already get paid too much. This person says nay. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, GHRT. Pay raise for the governor, lawmakers, and the judiciary in our state. Yay or nay? What do you say?
Nay, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
1-800-966-1039. Richard, the tin can sailor on vacation in the state of Maine, he's back, and he says, nope. Another no.
This person says, I support a governor's pay raise as I did for LePage, so I guess I'm saying yes now. This person says, nay, nay, no, let them work two or three other jobs like the rest of us. Well, some lawmakers do. Caller, hi, GHRT. Pay raise for the governor, the legislature, and the judiciary in Maine, yay or nay?
I go yay. What do you pay the CEO of a $4 billion company?
This person says yay. This person says yes, however, cut the size of the legislature. This person says not gonna dot. This person says nay. This person says yay. Caller, you get the last word. A pay raise for Maine's governor, the legislature, and judiciary. Yay or nay?
That would be a double nay.
A double nay. I think someone's in the car with him. I wouldn't say it's the most lopsided lightning round we've ever had on our program.
I was a little shocked that we got five yays out of that group. Okay. I wonder what it would be like if we did split it. If you said, all right, you want to...
Raise for the governor, not
the governor,
for the judiciary,
the
legislature, something like that.
The judiciary, the chief justice. It does have some support, but it's an uphill battle.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.